like to welcome back to The Reckoning our friend and fierce Arizona independent journalist, Michelle Swinnick.
Well, Tim, how are you, my friend? I have to say, I appreciate the intro. It's the old stuff. Everything's changed. And it changed after I was on your show in December
you didn't give
of
us
last
the
year.
New stuff. You got to give us the new stuff.
I thought I sent it to you. So it's my bad. So the show, because I started the Save My Freedom movement, and I said, you know what? The everything home portion worked for the old Michelle, meaning, and in the old stuff that was going on in the country. Like, unfortunately, all of our politicians and people that a lot of them that have microphones say think it's 2019, and they're not realizing that that's not the world we live in anymore, especially when it comes to campaigns, because you cannot beat the system. You cannot beat the election system. You have no chance, people. You cannot beat the behemoth. So we changed the show to Save My Freedom with Michelle Swinnick. Fridays on brightsound.tv at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And the focus is on exposing the corruption to take back Arizona, America, and our unconstitutional elections, because that is the only thing that matters at this point in the game, because your life is being destroyed by the illegitimate people that are in office because of your corrupt, fraudulent, and unconstitutional elections that occur, which seems like every couple of months nowadays. So
and Arizona's been leader of the pack, along with Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin in the crooked elections. Now, your governor, Katie Hobbs, stepped down yesterday.
Okay.
Michelle Yee, the treasurer, came in. What's going on?
Let's do a timeout. So I don't know who that's quote unquote on our side decided to take that and run with it. Okay. So whenever a governor leaves, from what I understand, the country, they have the second in command take over. Now, a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, when Katie Hobbs went to Taiwan, Andre Fontes was governor. Okay. They just didn't put out a press release. So this is nothing new.
Yeah. I just didn't understand the press release. It happens all the time. So I didn't understand the press release. And why wasn't it the lieutenant governor? Why was it Michelle Yee, the treasurer? And it was just so bizarre that everybody's like, wait, what?
Okay, but that's not what they're wedding about. See, the problem is you've got people on our own side, or at least pretend to be on our side, that are gaslighting everybody, right? That's what they're doing right now. Because when I got that last night, I was like, wait, what? And then you've got people that are saying this morning, I heard some guy, he was doing some show or some podcast that he has, and he's got, I've got breaking news. I'm the first to know. I just found out about it. Meanwhile, that was a couple hours ago. It was in this morning. The press release was issued publicly, and it's on their website and their Twitter feed at 4:30 yesterday afternoon. So again, right, it's important that people pay attention to where they're getting their information. Just because they say they're MAGA or America First doesn't really mean anything anymore. Okay. It's about the content and the way that people provide information. So the question is not, and Katie Hobbs didn't step down. This is, again, like you verified, it's a normal procedure. This happened literally 2 weeks ago. Fontes was in charge. Brnovich, when Ducey was in office, I remember that happening like twice that I can recall, just with my brain, right? So, but that's not the point. You got people that are gaslighting it, saying that, you know, she's been caught. Oh, we caught him. Da-da-da, typical bull crap that they all love to do.
I saw Gitmo post and all of them. It's like, are you kidding me? Get out of here.
You know what? If that's the case, great. But that doesn't change your life. It doesn't affect how you're going to pay your bills tomorrow. It doesn't affect how your country is being destroyed. It doesn't affect your take action items that you're not doing to take back your own unconstitutional elections, right? So, but here, the question is this, though. Now, Kimberly Yee's treasurer, so it's supposed to go Secretary of State, then it goes Attorney General, then it goes Treasurer. So I read an article. They just mentioned real quickly that Mays, who won the results, not the actual election. None of those people won. Well, Yee did, but the other three did not. They did not win the results, or they won the results. They did not win the election. That's proof. That's fact. So they apparently were all out of town. So then they just passed the baton to her. But the question is, where the real answer is, where the focus should be, why did Kimberly Yee, the treasurer, release the press release and make the announcement? Now that,
yeah, because it was
where
on her
the focus
letterhead
needs to be, right? Now, yeah, that's the focus. So it doesn't matter that Katie Hobbs went out of town, right? Maybe she had to do some, she had to do some work. She had to go pick up some babies, right? Because they eat the babies. Maybe she had to go get some surgery, some plastic surgery, whatever, right? She had to go do a drug deal.
She had to forge some real estate deeds, collect some cash, cartels. Yeah.
Yeah. She had to go meet her boss, whatever. Doesn't matter. Why did Yi, who has an R next to her name, and remember, this is not Republican, Democrat, they're all uniparty. Yi is establishment, Rhino establishment, which means uniparty. So Yi and Hobbit, Katie Hobbit, who's in the governor's office, that's her name, they're on the same team. Okay. They're all on the same team. There is not a Republican that is not on the same team as Democrats, because they would be acting differently. They would have done things differently. They would not have violated their oaths at every level of government. It doesn't matter. They're all bad. There's one guy in Arizona that's on your team. That's Jim O'Connor, who is the chair for the Corporations Commission. That's it. Everybody else here in Arizona is out for themselves, and they're on the other team, even though they pretend to be on your team. And I guarantee you, this is how it is in your whole state, every state. And it's also like that in the federal government. Okay. So the question is, why did she release that? That's the focus. That's what you guys should be wondering. Other than that, the rest of it doesn't mean anything. It's a side.
Exactly.
They put it over here as a distraction to take away what's the real reason. So there's another reason. We just don't know what that is. But it doesn't matter, because it doesn't affect your life. It doesn't affect your life. It's not going to pay your mortgage. It's not going to change the country. It's not going to go ahead and expose more of the election fraud and corruption. And it's certainly not going to take back your election, because you have 159 days until the country is gone forever. Because you've already lost the country. Okay, its flag's been upside down since November 15th. That means the country's in distress. But you have 159 days to take it back. After 159 days, it's going to be really hard to stop a train, a runaway train, because that is the first day that they have the state primaries, which is March 5th. And there's five states that are there. So if you have voting machines, people, that you cannot beat. And again, voting machines, there's three types of machines, and it's all intertwined, which is the mail-in ballots and the precinct level counting and the hand count and the hand ballots and all that. It's all connected. It's all connected. All goes through those machines, right? So if you allow that runaway train to happen, and you don't take back your unconstitutional elections, which they are unconstitutional for a laundry list of reasons, I find it very hard that you're going to be able to take it back after that point. So you have 159 days to get your rear ends in gear. We're going to tell you the take action items that you can do. And they're very simple. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. And ironically, we talked about this a year ago when I was on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's, we've been pushing them in MAGA Institute, and we're going to push them again right after the news. You're listening to The Reckoning on TNT Radio.
TNTRadio.live.
The station, the first to broadcast.
Breaking news.
TNT Radio News.
This is James O'Neill with a check of the day's headlines. Former President Donald Trump took a swipe at President Joe Biden while speaking to auto workers in Macomb County, Michigan, painting the president as mired in corruption and family scandal. A student with a doctorate in mechanical engineering has been convicted of a terrorist offense after a so-called kamikaze drone intended for Islamist terrorists was found at his bedroom. Muhammad Al-Barid was found guilty of engaging in conduct in preparation for terrorism by a jury at Birmingham Crown Court on Thursday.
Silence for thinking differently? Not here. Silence for asking questions? Not here. Silence for discussing the other side of the story? Not on TNT Radio. Join the conversation anytime. Search TNT Radio on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Getter, or Gab. Download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk, TNT Radio.
Michelle, you're 100% correct. It's a big club, as George Carlin said. We're not in it, and it's Republicans and Democrats. I've been in and around politics since I was 6 years old, leafleting with my dad. And then 4 years later, when I was 10, I was in charge of a whole bunch of little ruffians. And we would go around and terrorize neighborhoods by leafleting houses.
And you're such a rebel. You're in a leafleting gang.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. So
I got street cred, kid. So I've never been in over 50 years in politics, I've never been once stabbed in the back by a Democrat. I'm like a porcupine with all the knives I've taken from quote unquote Republicans. And people call them rhinos. And I say, no, they're not Republicans in name only. Those are actual honest to goodness Republicans. What is a Republican? A Republican is a weak-kneed, lily-livered, spineless jellyfish milk toast. That's a Republican. What we need are MAGA people. And MAGA people, actually, some are Democrats, some are independents, and yes, some are Republicans. But I think MAGA is the biggest political movement. And it's unbelievable to the left and to the Uniparty, to the, I call them the seven dwarves, the seven that were up there last night at the kiddie table.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
I was embarrassed for them. And Dana Perino has effectively ended any career that she ever hoped to have. Fox News and Fox Business have completely blown their brand. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they might as well call it, you know, a Bud News Channel and Bud Light News Channel.
Tarjay on TV.
And here's another thing, okay? Once you see this stuff, Michelle, you can't unsee it. The problem is not enough people see it, but more and more people are. This whole Kelce thing, this football player, right, that Taylor Swift goes out to the game. But what has he been doing? Last year, he pushed the jab for Pfizer. And, you know, he's been pushing all the narratives.
Yeah.
He's just a shill. And he's no hero. NFL is a corrupt corporation, just as corrupt as FISA, or just as corrupt as Pfizer, and just as corrupt as our government. It's all part of the same bread and circus program that is our political regime now. And it's not just here in the United States, it's globally. It's Europe, it's Australia, it's Canada. So what can we do about it? We've got some things. We at MAGA Institute, and you at Save America have some things that we can do. What are they?
It's simple stuff. Well, can we do first a constitutional quick lesson for people? And the reason I want to do this real quick, and I'm going to use the Arizona Constitution, because when I found this, now keep in mind, people, and I want you to understand that this information that I just found out about, I found out about it like 4 months ago. I had no idea. Okay. When I'm talking about the Constitution. So I encourage you to read your own constitutions in your state and read the U.S. Constitution, because when you read it and understand that none of these people are following it, they are violating their oaths every day. Okay. And it's really, really important, because then you might get a little PO'd, and you need to be PO'd, but if you want to play in a game, you have to know the rules, right? If you want to put together a shelving unit from IKEA, you need to read the instructions, right? So let's just do a quick little lesson, and then we'll give you the solutions, because you need to know this. So the Arizona Constitution, right? And this is Article 2, Declaration of Rights, Section 2, Political Power and Purpose of Government. Now, we know the purpose of government is to destroy your life, but let's see what the actual Constitution's version says. All political power is inherent in the people. Okay, let that sink in. All political power is inherent in the people. You people hold all the power. And I guarantee you, this is in your own constitution. You can look it up. And because it's in one constitution, it applies to all the 50 states. Okay, it just has to be in one. That's how our government actually works, when you do follow the constitution and common law. And governments derive their just powers from consent of the governed. We're going to explain that in a second. And are established to protect and maintain individual rights. Okay, they're not protecting and maintaining your individual rights, because they stole your sacred rights to choose your representatives through your vote in the last four elections. And we're only focusing on the 2020 general, the 2022 general, 2022 primary, 2020 general, and 2020 primary. I'm not even focusing on anything else, because that's when people started to really pay attention. That's when the real coup happened. Okay, so right then and there, they did not protect and maintain your individual rights. They stole them. Starts with an R, has an A, has a P and an E. That's what they did to you, okay? So when it says derive their just powers from consent of the governed, you're going to hear a lot of people say that we are the governed and we gave our consent to them. No, that's not what it means. Okay, you have to understand, everything that you've learned in your life and history is a lie, and it's just the opposite, okay? And you can prove that by what's going on now. You're finding out stuff and going, I had no idea. Yeah. Okay. This is what it means. People even say recently, oh, the consent of the governed. We're the governed. Okay. We are free people. We got our rights from God. Okay. We are free people, and we are not the governed. We are the government. We the people are. That's what it says. It goes, I'm going to give you the order. God, people, laws, government, corporation. God and people, okay? God gave us dominion over the land. The reason why they call the machines is dominion, because it's controlling the land. God gave us the dominion over the land, so we cannot be governed. Now, what that means is the govern, consent of the governed. When the legislators, the administrate turds, I call them the turds for short. You could start using that phrase. You could start the hashtag. They do the hashtag tag a turd. And you could tag a turd in your state too, because these people are all bad. They all hate you. They have all violated their oaths before they put 2 feet on the ground every single morning. So before they go out of their bed. So when they give their oath, which, as you know, you've heard on a lot of shows, a lot of people, they can't find their oaths, okay? When they give their oath, they're giving the consent to be governed. They are the governed. They are our servants. They work for us. So that's the attitude you need to have, because that's how this structure was created by our founding fathers. So once
there's
you
a reason
know
why
that,
the Constitution begins with we the people.
Right. So now
and there's
you know
a reason
that.
Why the Declaration of Independence says that when governments are antithetical to the principles of freedom, liberty, etc., that it is our right, it is our duty to overthrow such governments and institute such suitable government as we shall deem suitable to meet our needs.
Right. And people
everything's
need
gotten flipped.
To know that.
Yeah, they flipped the script 100 years ago. And I blame Teddy Roosevelt as a large part of it, because people remember him as leading the Bull Moose Party in the 1908 election. Well, that was the nickname of the party. The real name of the party was the Progressive Party. So Teddy was great until he wasn't. I loved Teddy up until I didn't. And he's a big part of the problem. He's the sole reason why we had Woodrow Wilson, which is why we have the Federal Reserve, which is why we had, you know, so many of the problems that we've had, income tax, et cetera.
Well, that goes to show you, it's been a long time coming, that they are two wings, same bird. What does a bird do? It poops on yours and my head every day. That's what it does. When the bird wakes up, it goes to get something to eat, and it flies around, says, what kind of we the people can I poop on? Right. So that is the people in your government. Some may appear to be your friend. None of them are your friend. Not one single one of them. Not one.
Well, I think we've
one.
Got 35. I'll defend 35 of them. We've got 35 representatives in the House that I think actually are.
Okay, I'll tell you. You want to know why? You want to
more
know,
disposed
you want to know
than
why?
Not.
Here's my threshold and my credentials. Not one of them has said and had been hellbent on investigating the election of 2020. Not one of them had been hellbent on investigating and talking about every single day the election of 2022 and investigating that, which were two of the elections that were literally stolen with fraud and corruption. And none of them are talking about banning the voting machines ever. Comes out of their mouth. So until anybody puts their platform on that and talks about that and demands that and brings that into the narrative, they're not on your side, because they're
I
part
think
of
that's
the system.
Fair enough. That's
they're
a
part
fair
of the system.
Requirement. Yeah.
They're part of the system, because you cannot, again, you cannot beat the system. Like it is that far gone. It is that far gone. And you're asking, Michelle, how do you know this? How do you know this? Well, remember when I came on in December, and I came on because I was an election judge in Scottsdale, right. Arizona. And yep. I saw stuff in front of my face, right? I got yelled at, almost got thrown out. The supervisors tried to stalk me because he said I was going to go on social media and tell everybody what was going on. What? That's a bad thing, right? So, and so I got some things firsthand, right? And then what did I do? The moment I got home, I started talking about the elections. And I haven't stopped. Every single day, every single show, every single one of my shows, it gets talked about. It gets mentioned. I try to give some information. Well, I took it one step further and I started investigating it. I've been doing it for 10 months. Okay. 10 months. And the information that I have found, all through public documents, by the way, that cost $0. Okay. $0 to acquire, was just my time. None of that information that I have found, which is mind-blowing, jaw-dropping, shocking, made me nauseous numerous times where I had to get up from my desk, has none of that information has ever been talked about, disclosed, exposed, ever. Okay? Let that sink in. None of it has ever been talked about. And I know it happens in many, many counties, many, many states, all over the country. And I can prove that it's been happening because it's the system for the last, that's why I mentioned the four elections. Those last four. I can prove it. I have the proof. I've seen it. And again,
well,
it's public documents that didn't cost a dollar.
Yeah, Patrick Byrne had all the proof from Bobby Payton and Jovan Pulitzer Musk and Seth Keschel. And 2 years ago, we had all
proof of what?
The receipts
proof of,
we needed.
You're talking about machines. You're talking about slog files. You're talking about stuff that people can't really understand. And how are you going to prove it should be this way or whatever? It's a total different thing. I'm talking about stuff that is so blatantly in your face. So why aren't all these attorneys, these candidates, these fake election integrity groups, which is not a real thing because there's no such thing as election integrity. The entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. You're not a part of the outcomes. You're not a part of the team. You're not even a part of the process. Why hasn't anyone said any of this stuff? Why was it not part of the Arizona audit that cost $8 million for what? I do not know.
Yeah,
again,
that was
all
the
information
dog and
I
pony
had
show I've ever
free.
Seen in politics.
It's money laundering. Yeah. It's all money laundering. All these groups, they're only asking for money to put in their pockets. Not one of them has done anything because they know what I know and they keep their mouth shut because, again, there's no money in solutions. There's only money in pretending to solve problems. That's why the RNC created the phrase election integrity with no intention of raising. They raised $300 million. They did nothing. Okay, so they know to an extent how the system's
that's why
run.
I can't understand why President Trump is still using WinRed, because everybody I know, or actually I should say no one I know, is using WinRed to donate money to the RNC anymore. Everybody's been squawking about how they refuse to unsubscribe us from mailing list. Brooke McGowan, they kept hitting her credit card because she wanted to make one donation of a relatively small amount. And they kept hitting her credit card and they wouldn't stop because you're right. It's all about,
money laundering.
You're listening to The Reckoning on TNT Radio.
Is NASA running a mental ward? Oh, yes, it appears they are. Wait till you hear what a NASA climate scientist has been up to.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Marano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Marano.
NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab climate scientist Peter Kalmus showed up at the New York City End Fossil Fuel Rally. He had this to say.
I am a scientist. The scientists of the world have spoken. We have to stop expanding fossil fuels and ramp down fossil fuels as quickly as we can. It could not be more clear.
But Peter Kalmus has issues. Kalmus has warned it's, quote, end of life as we know it, and it's, quote, freaking out my brain. And he has resorted to dumpster diving. According to a profile in ProPublica, quote, next came dumpster diving for Peter Kalmus. Kalmus engaged in this to lower his carbon footprint. It only ended, quote, thankfully, when it morphed into an arrangement with Trader Joe's to pick up unsellable food every other Sunday night. So there you have it. Take it from the dumpster diving NASA scientist. Give up all fossil fuels now. This is the world we live in. This is Mark Marano for the Marano Minute on TNT Radio.
She was reading at a second grade level in kindergarten.
Pod 4 swimming before she was 7.
Finally convinced mom to get her ears pierced in the 3rd grade.
Came in 2nd at her 5th grade spelling bee.
Drill team in 7th.
And with one stroke of the keyboard.
One click of the mouse.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Report a cyber tip today.
Political neutrality. Not with Timothy Shea. This is The Reckoning with Timothy Shea on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
So, Michelle, that's the problem. What are the solutions? You say they're cheap, they're simple, people can do them every day. What are they?
It's very easy. You have to take some personal responsibility, people here, and hold your turds accountable, your legislators, your administrators. You can do that with your voice. You could do it in person. You could do it digitally on social media. You could do it email. You can do it by texting, whatever means that you can. So when I was on last year, we do a digital campaign, right? We do these one-click email all digital campaigns because we know people No offense. They're lazy. They're busy. They got a lot of other stuff to going on. So we can keep your take action items less than 2 minutes a day. We think that you're going to be able to do it. Plus then, as long as you have people that are boots on the ground, like myself and the rest of the people that we're working with in here in Arizona, that could use that information and go deliver it in person and use it like evidence in the court of law, but not law, the court of public opinion, then it has teeth, right? So it's great that you do a digital campaign, but if nobody follows up with the meat and potatoes behind it, then it's kind of like just out in the ether. But that's why we do two prongs. So we've got, we're bringing it back around, but we did it in, basically we did it. So there's three campaigns rolled into one with four. So there's four steps, three clicks. Hold on. There's three steps, four clicks. Okay. So, and the reason why we're doing it, it's banning the voting machines in Arizona. Now, Arizona has the most traction. Arizona's been on the forefront. I'm going to break the news to you guys. There's three states and three counties that matter in the election coming up, meaning the primaries and the general election. It's Arizona, number one, Georgia, number two, Michigan, number three, and the big counties in there. The rest of it doesn't matter because they control the whole election anyway. Okay. So that's why I say 159 days in order to take the country back, because you need to get the machines banned. But it only takes one state or one county to do it. That's major. It's great that they did it in Shasta, California. That doesn't matter on the scale of what county has the meaning behind it. So I'm in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. So what we're asking everybody in the country to do is to take 2 minutes of your day. And I want you to click a couple buttons. And it is a campaign, and all of the legislators, there's 215 of them here in Arizona. So there's 90 legislators. That's both sides. Again, remember, they're the same party, because we have the majority of Republicans here. They do nothing. They don't even want to investigate the fraud in the election and our own election, but they want to raise money. Like Wendy Dodgers, $3.3 million in 2022, but she does nothing. And she's the chair of the elections committee, but she wants $50,000 of your money a month in order to hold them accountable. That's her actual job description. She chooses not to do it. So you're going to click on the button. You're going to put in your information. We open it up the whole country, every single one of these campaigns.
And it's going to email them. Where's the button?
I want them to go to savemyfreedom.us. Okay. Savemyfreedom.us. So you're going to do that. You're going to subscribe. That's our Substack. But I turned it into six different websites all rolled into one. The top left corner says ban the machines. You're going to click on that. Okay. It's going to take you over to AZ Saves America, but I need you to subscribe to that. You don't have to pay, right? I give all this information for free. That's why I have no money. So I want you to do that, because I can get you the take action toolkits, because it's great that you're doing these campaigns, but if you're not following it up with real take action, other take action items and information to give you the power and the knowledge, it's not going to make enough of an impact. That's why we issue take action toolkits. I'm going to do one tomorrow about Arizona and how it affects the whole country. It's right now playing on my Rumble channel on a live loop, which is Save My Freedom over on Rumble. So what you're going to do is you're going to click on that button. It's going to take you there. It's going to give you the information. It's really easy. I put all the stuff right at the top. There's videos. There's all kinds of stuff. You want to learn more, you can download the court case that we have that is dealing with our unconstitutional elections, proving it. And I want you to read that, because it's going to give you the talking points and it's going to give you the ammo, because people are going to say, well, that's not true. Yeah, it is. It's right in there. And we also had a press release, because we declared that we have a constitutional state of emergency in Arizona, because none of our turds would do it. None of our quote unquote leaders would do it. So I encourage you to do that to your own state. It gives you talking points in there. Take the press release, take my name off of it, take the logo off, put your own on, declare a state of constitutional emergency in your own state. Take control of the narrative in your own state, because your legislative turds, ministry turds, and your quote unquote leaders, candidates, they're not doing it. So the people need to do it, right? So you're going to click on that. One, the first one is to ban the machines in Arizona. Two is to investigate the fraud and the corruption in our elections and November 8th. I already did that. That's the best part about this. So when I bring that information forward, and the fact that yet we're demanding that they do this again, it's not going to end well for any of these people. Okay. That's why I want Arizona people to focus on Arizona, because what happens here is happening all over in every other country and other state and every other county. But we have the momentum. So instead of doing it in every single state separately, You have the mass amount, the take action already come hell blazing on these people. And it's a bigger deal than having, let's just say, 1,000 emails a month from active people in Arizona. And all of a sudden there's 50,000 emails a month showing up in Wendy Dodger's inbox from other states. She's going to take notice, because we don't have enough active people in each state when they focus just on their own states. So strategy behind it is to get everybody focusing on one place. Pile on, man. Pile on these SOBs. Follow us on Twitter, because we're calling them out on social media also. We're going to their meetings, and they know that we're getting really, really loud, and it's getting really uncomfortable for them. And this is campaign season, right? It's duck season, it's wabbit season, it's campaign season. So they're sniffing around for money. So do not give these people any money. And if you gave money in the past, you call up and say, you know what? I got sold a bill of goods. I want a return, because you don't do your job. You're doing nothing. You violate your oath. I want my money back. You watch how fast things will change. Again, you have to hold them accountable. So the second campaign is that one. The third one is great, because it's a two. There's a third and a fourth. It's a jot form. Now, this is the remonstrance and the notice that goes along with the court case that I want you to read through. And it's a court case in common law and proving that our elections are unconstitutional. So it's not legal mumbo jumbo. You're going to be able to understand it. It is very clean. It is black and white. And when you read that, you're going to go, oh my God, this makes all the sense in the world. And it's in the courts right now. They're trying to move it into the administrative courts rather than the common law court, because they know this has teeth and it has meaning. But when you read it, you're going to understand your government.
What do you mean by the common law court?
When you file in court, you could, well, Arizona, if you read one of the very first statutes, it says Arizona recognizes and is under common law. Common law is law like from God, not from man.
What do you mean? But what do you mean by a common law court?
It's a different filing. It's a different process. When you go to file a court case in the court of common law, because it's under the law of jurisdiction rather than the administrative courts, there's a different process. There's different forms, and there's an actual stamp. Let me show you the stamp. This is actually brilliant. And when the guys went to go file this,
that's what I'm trying to get at.
It's a whole different filing. Look at the stamp.
That's what I'm trying to get at. In Arizona,
look at that special stamp. No, it's the whole country. This is what happens in one state's another. You can do this in any state. Look at that stamp. See? Abraham Lincoln. That's a special stamp. So the guys who put this together, which is Daniel Wood and the Affidavit Mamas, they worked on this for 3 years, testing stuff in the courts, trying to really understand it, going back through past versions of legislation. And I mean, just amazing amounts of research that they did. That's why it's sticking. And they're trying to move it. They're trying to alter things on the document and the way they submitted it, because they got to get it back in the administrative courts, which falls under administrative law, which then goes into their regular system. This is keeping it in the Constitution. And they're asking the constitutional questions about the elections. So they are in a different, it's literally under a different, almost a different set of rules. So some of the things that you normally would do in court that you could get away with on the bad side, you cannot do when you file it this way. So they had, the best part about the story is when they went to go file, the lady was like, I don't know what to do with this. And then they told her, you need to get this form, you need to do this. So she had to go get a supervisor a couple times. And they said, we're not leaving here until you put that stamp on it. She goes, I don't even know where the stamp is. So they started rattling off a bunch of stuff about the Constitution. She went back to the supervisor within seconds. So they must have said the right key phrase, which then when she went back to the supervisor, she came back like, yes, sir. And basically she actually said a key. There's a couple key phrases that the judges even use to show that they're on your side, because it's not about getting evidence into the courts. It's another word, and I can't think of it off the top of my head right now. And that's when you're like, okay, this guy, okay, we're on to it. Then she came out with the special stamp. She said, I didn't even know we had this stamp. He goes, no, that's
interesting.
The stamp that you need
and
to
this
use.
This was the county clerk, the court clerk, who stamped it?
This is in, I believe, Mayor Corruption County. This is the Superior Court, Mayor Corruption County. Yeah, Superior Court.
Okay,
this is the whole country.
Superior Court clerk. But you filed it in the Superior Court in Arizona,
which is the entry level court. That's the first one. Yep. And then we move it up the food chain. But this is something that is in every state. People just don't know about it because they don't want you to know. That's what the whole bar is. They want you to have the attorneys, and you file it as sui juris, which is I'm an independent person. I'm of sound mind. I don't need the attorneys. And it's not per se. It's a different form. So it's different words. It's a way that you differently.
Sui generis means you're standing on your own feet. Yeah.
Right. And that's why it's getting certain obstacles that are not normal. Right. Like they didn't post it in the court system for a very long time because they didn't want people seeing it. They didn't want people reading it. And they're trying to alter the way it was submitted. OK, so that's what I'm saying is when the people understand what the rules are, they understand the Constitution, they understand that again, all political power is inherent in the people, and we join together. That's why I want everyone to focus on Arizona, one state. And as soon as we knock that off, we'll go ahead and go jump on the next one. Now you got a take action army of people that can do it. But each state doesn't have enough. I'm being honest. I've been at doing this for a while, trying to rally the troops. There's not enough people that are on the side of actually taking physical action, not even showing up anywhere. I'm asking you to do it digitally, to do it on a consistent basis, to get one state done on its own. So if there's enough people that feel this way, the feel that you do in your audience, and the people that I'm working with here and in some other states, if we got all of them focused on one thing, banning the machines, and I'm giving you an easy way to do it, I'm giving you the momentum. I just need more bodies to jump on the train with us, and we'll take care of the ground game. I'll take care of printing out every single one of those. Let's just say that there was 500,000 a day, and I walked into a meeting and I said, here's 500,000 pissed off Americans. So yeah, well, that's all it is, guys. This is very simple.
That is fantastic. It's been an exciting and informative and enjoyable conversation.
Thanks, Tim.
Go to savemyfreedom.us. It's going to take you to the Save My Freedom Movement Substack, and all the forums that Michelle discussed are online. That's it for tonight's Reckoning. Stay tuned on TNT Radio for the Hervorier Moritz Show. Until next time, God bless you. God bless these United States. Keep fighting the good fight.